By far and away, the most common provision or royalty type of provision that you will see is one that grants a fixed fraction or a percentage of production. What that fraction or percentage might be will vary and depend on when the lease was entered into and what the market or going rate is in the area where the production is happening. So where I am, it's not uncommon to still see 1/8 leases or 3/16 leases. But I know in some areas of Texas, for example, a 25% or a 1/4 royalty would be considered more standard. So that actual fraction is going to depend on where you are and what sort of the economic terms are for the field in which you're operating. These, though, grant a fixed share of production. So the example I have here is lessor shall receive 1/4 of 7/8 of the oil, gas, or other minerals, free of all cost of operations and production, or at its option, the value of 1/4 of 7/8 of all oil and gas or other minerals produced and saved from the premises. So this provision creates the option for either payment in value or payment in kind, depending on at the option of the lessor. And then the third type that I wanted to draw attention to is sort of an escalating royalty or a variable royalty clause. This would say that you have, as long as production is maintained at a certain level, one royalty rate, but once you exceed some threshold, the royalty rate might increase based on that additional production. So in the example you see here, it provides for 16 2/3% of gross proceeds, except that if there is more than 100 or more barrels per active producing well per day, then the royalty shall not be less than 20%. So it escalates or is variable based on the amount of production. You will also notice here that you have a difference between our fixed fraction percentage of production royalty uses a value that they have the right to receive free of cost, the value of the share, whereas the variable royalty example provides the right to receive the proceeds. You will also see examples that are a hybrid, which will say that you will receive the market value of gas or oil, depending on where it's sold. You would receive market value at the well or proceeds in other scenarios if it was sold off the premises. All right, so how do we define production? When does the royalty obligation come into effect and how is it measured? Texas law provides that oil and gas are realty when they're in the ground and they become personal property when they are severed from the land by production. So production is the event that gives rise to the royalty, and that's severance. And so you don't have royalty owed until you have severance. Now, what is production? In the simplest sense, we would think that you are getting the oil and gas out of the ground. You are capturing it. This goes to that fundamental nature of the rule of capture, that in order to own it and take possession of it, you have to bring it to the surface and bring it within your dominion. But there are a number of different things that could result in payments and which do not necessarily tie to production. The most common that we see of these are take or pay settlement payments. So in that case, production is not occurring, and in lieu of production, there is a payment that is being made to the lessee under their gas purchase contract. Is this something that would be subject to royalty? Courts have looked at this in a number of different ways. On one hand, was there a trade-off in the economic arrangement that was made when the royalty was entered into, or where that gas purchase agreement was entered into, where maybe they took certain risks or didn't take risks based on the option of having these take-or-pay settlement payments? Should that benefit the lessor to the same extent as the lessee? What Texas has said, though, is that if royalty is a cost-free share of production, then they're not owed until actual production has occurred. The lessor or the mineral owner who holds the royalty still has all of the oil and gas in the ground. They haven't lost that, and it's still available to them for later production. So in this case, a take-or-pay settlement payment is not production, and thus royalty is not owed on it. Another area that we often see litigation and disputes coming up about whether or not production has occurred is with flared gas. And for this, the clearest answer I could find is that, like almost all things, you need to read the lease. So is flared gas to production? Well, you have to look at the royalty clause and see how production is defined. If your royalty clause says that royalty is owned on gas produced, flared gas may very well be gas produced, and royalty may be owed on it. Conversely, though, if it says that it's gas produced and saved, or produced and saved or marketed, royalty may not be owed because you haven't met the definition of production as it's defined in that lease.